Hello, my name is Sarah, and I am your chakra coach. On this podcast, we'll be exploring how the chakra system can guide you to grow your emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual wellness, leading you closer to your highest self. Hello again, friends. Thank you for joining me this week. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad we're here together making our little corner of the world better for ourselves and our families and our communities. Now, maybe the entirety of human history has been people saying, we are living in trying times. But even if it's true that people have been saying that forever, it doesn't mean that we're not struggling and hurting right now. And I just want to remind you that every time you do something that takes you closer to your highest self, that leads you closer to the place you want to be in the universe, you're not just doing it for yourself. I mean, even if you are, you're having a positive influence in the world. The inner work, the spiritual work, the energy work doesn't stop until we're all there. Now, that doesn't mean that we need to try to force other people to do something, but it does mean that we won't begrudge ourselves the time we spend doing that work on ourselves. It is the greatest gift we can give to anyone. We become better partners, parents, friends, employees, business owners, citizens, and just better humans. Let's try not to lose sight of that. I want to talk today about something I know a lot of people are feeling, and that's overwhelm at the day's news and world events. The endless, endless news. The constant stream of information coming to us from every corner of the globe and the non-stop pain that we're exposed to. I know, fun topic. It's not like you don't know that you're getting a lot of information really fast and that a lot of it, maybe most of it, is bad. Most of it is about people suffering. And a lot of people tell me that they just feel so sensitive to all that suffering that they want to shut down, shut off, ignore it. And then there's guilt that comes with ignoring it. And some people are very adept at shutting down that guilt too. All of that is a natural response. In fact, I personally think it's really healthy to take a break from information intake once in a while, especially if you notice that it makes you anxious or angry or depressed. It can take an emotional and mental toll on you, which in turn creates a physical toll. So take a break if that helps you. I promise all the news will be there when your break is over. Our brains and our bodies and our subtle energy systems were never really meant to handle so much widespread information. The access to 24 hours of news a day is a relatively new phenomenon, and we just haven't quite caught up biologically to our technological advances. You've probably heard that before regarding all kinds of things, and it's absolutely true in this case. Throughout the ages, our brains were meant to handle very local things, a small group of people, a relatively small geographical area, local animals and plants. Now, there might have been a peripheral awareness of other things, other people, but there wouldn't have been any benefit to being an expert on all things worldwide. And there was no one shouting in your ear that you need to care deeply about the billions of things and people that there are to care about on the planet. In fact, for safety and survival, our brains got pretty good at seeing everything outside our little bubble as other, as not us, as dangerous, as bad. And we're going to talk about this a little bit more later, but that survival tendency is causing a lot of problems in the modern world. So maybe none of this is new to you. Maybe you already know that. What I want to dig into today is how this new way of life is affecting your energy centers. How and why? Why do we feel so uncomfortable, so distressed, so overwhelmed? And what can we do about it? What's happening in our chakras and how can we use that knowledge to make ourselves feel better, and in turn, create a space that others can feel good in too. Because remember, while your chakras are governing your body and energy and emotional and mental states, they're also involved with how we relate to the world and how we interact with life outside our bodies. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about how this affects each chakra so that we can get an idea of where to start our balancing process. So if we start at the root, I think it's fairly clear how the news and current events might upset balance here. Since the root chakra is concerned with survival and the shadow side is fear, anything that makes us feel unsafe is going to create uncomfortable energy here. Now, I'm sure that you know how the news is designed to make you worry. And there are lots of things in the world that we can worry about, for sure. There are a lot of unsafe things happening, and to have them all concentrated in a broadcast or website makes it seem like 100% of the world is on fire, either literally or metaphorically. It isn't really true, but your root chakra is demanding that you pay attention to these things that feel like very real threats to your survival. If you have access to the information, it must be relevant, our primal brain tells us, so we feel like we just can't get away from the news, even if we want to. That our very survival is at stake. We have to know. Now, if this is you, my personal opinion is that a news and or internet break is a very good thing if that's possible for you. I know some people have jobs that require them to check in every day, but if you can, try stepping away for a day or two. Maybe even from social media if you get a lot of those reports on your phone. It seems like really simple advice, but you might notice that you start to feel anxious if you don't check the news or check your feeds. And this could be because your root chakra is genuinely concerned for your safety. In this case, try a few deep breaths, maybe a grounding meditation. If you absolutely have to check, try setting a timer for 5 minutes and then step away. Give your root chakra a break from feeling like you're literally going to die right now because of the news. The sacral chakra is more concerned with our relationships and emotions, but those are essential to our survival as well. When we're bombarded with bad news, our emotions can spiral, and we can start to feel personally connected to people that live halfway across the country or even the globe. When we hear an individual story, it has the effect of making us feel like we know that person. I mean, that's the point. And in a lot of ways, that's a good thing. Putting a face on human suffering can spark action, can encourage us to do something to help relieve that suffering. But it's a put on your own oxygen mask first type situation sometimes. If you're overwhelmed, you're not in a space to help others. This is true in all cases, not just feeling overwhelmed by the media. This is why I talk so much about personal work. To create that space, that energetic space where we can help others, we need to help ourselves first. It's not selfish. It's giving and loving. So when our sacral chakras get riled up with emotions that feel out of control, we need to find some calm. Another issue in the sacral chakra is something that has always been in our world, but it feels like it's really coming to a breaking point right now, and that's division in family relationships and even friendships. We're incredibly divided, and thanks to the internet, we know just how divided we are. We feel angry and sad and frustrated with our families because some of them just aren't seeing things the right way. The right way, of course, is our way, and they feel exactly the same on the other side, that their way is right. And for our purposes today, it doesn't really matter because we're trying to help ourselves feel better, not worse. And being right doesn't feel great if it's just tearing you apart inside. This is your sacral chakra begging for some attention, some healing. Maybe that's relationship healing. Maybe that's trying to understand someone else's perspective. Maybe that's just calming the waters of your sacral chakra so that you don't feel like you're boiling all the time. Then the solar plexus. Now, remember I just mentioned being spurred to action? Well, that's our third energy center. And when those emotions move us to act, we're acting because we think that doing something will make us feel a different way, hopefully a better way. And this is a great strategy, and it works. Doing something will almost always make us feel something. But when we're being pushed to act by our overwhelmed senses and emotions, pushed to act by emotions like fear, guilt, anxiety, worry, shame, our actions can lead to burnout very quickly. We can do too much and get tired and depressed. We start to feel like no matter what we do, it's never enough. And then we're taking action, but it isn't creating the emotional state, creating peace, which is what we were looking for in the first place. Or we take actions that are trying to solve a problem that may not exist for us at all. If we're acting out of panic, trying to secure our survival when our survival wasn't actually at risk, we end up with more panic. Negative emotions can fuel action, to be sure. But in my experience, both personally and with my clients, that fuel is short-lived and burns out quickly. And when I say negative emotions, I really just mean the ones that don't feel good in our bodies that we're trying to change. Sometimes, maybe most of the time, it's better to feel the anger, the sadness, and the overwhelm, and just process all of it before we act so that we can take these steps, these actions, from a place of love or compassion. And you may find that the anger and guilt and frustration that you're feeling when you watch the news or scroll through social media, when you really look deep within to understand why you're feeling it, when you are led to a place of deeper personal understanding, your actions will be more effective for you and for everyone else. And your heart chakra, your center of love and compassion and self-care. When we start feeling the effects of the pain and division in the world, oh, our poor hearts. Some of us just feel like our hearts are bleeding energy all the time, like we have to take on other people's pain as our own. That we're truly feeling someone else's emotions, even though it's our own thoughts and feelings creating these sensations. We feel like our hearts are breaking. And then, maybe out of a sense of self-preservation, we start to shut down. We start to close our hearts because we just don't think we can feel any more of that. And a heart chakra that dims like that can take years to come back. I've also known people who immediately create a wall in their heart chakra, a hard division between us and them, who see people suffering and think they must deserve it. It must be something that they did or that they believe that caused their suffering. And in the background of these thoughts is the idea, it's not my fault. I don't have to feel bad. I don't have to do anything. I'm not like them. That could never happen to me because they are other. They are separate. Because so much of the time, it's fear. Fear that it will happen to you. I mean, there's a reason that we say striking fear into our hearts. And back to our brains and bodies and hearts really not being designed to handle so much. Caring about and loving so many people, over 7 billion people on the planet, opening our hearts to all of that is painful. So we shut it down. We protect our hearts. And it seems like such a reasonable thing to do. it's a good response to the overwhelming pain in the world. I mean, don't we have enough pain of our own? We're trying to create balance when we do that, but I would suggest that we're actually creating an imbalance. We're losing our openness to love and be loved. Closing yourself off from giving too much love also lowers your ability to receive it. To receive it and feel it, to know it. I know that keeping an open heart to the world can be hard. I've had people tell me that it's ridiculous to even try, that I'm ridiculous for even suggesting such a thing. And I don't think it's easy, but I do think we can try. We don't have to take on suffering, but ignoring it won't work either if we're wanting to get to a higher place in ourselves and in the universe. I think we can let this love spark our actions and inform our thoughts. And for me, the upper three chakras are really helpful in keeping my heart open when there is so much pain in the world. So let's talk about those now. The throat chakra. As far as current events and overwhelm and the news and chakra imbalances, the throat chakra is going to be about what we contribute to the collective energy. One of the responsibilities of the throat chakra is to purify or detoxify or filter energy. And in this case, what we're saying. What are we putting into the universe? Are we speaking the truth? And sometimes I say that and I mean your personal truth about yourself. And that's definitely going to inform what you say. But are you speaking or posting or texting the truth? Because spreading lies just adds to the pain and overwhelm in the world. And it will make it harder for truth to find its way to you. We also need to think about if what we're saying is necessary. Does it need to be out in the world? Even if things are true, we don't always have to speak them if they're not helpful. I mean, does it help someone to know that you don't like their shirt or you don't like their taste in music? I mean, your opinion is truth to you, but not every opinion needs to be spoken. And you can disagree with someone. You can let them know that you disagree. You can tell them why you disagree without also telling them you think they're an idiot. Not helpful. And putting that energy out there creates disruption and imbalance, not just outside of you, but inside of you as well, which is the thing we're trying to avoid. One more thing from the throat chakra and what we communicate to the world for me is it kind? It can be true and helpful, but is it kind? And if it isn't, how can I make it kind? Can I? Can I make it gentle or respectful? Oh, I did this just the other day. I caught myself saying something that was factually correct, and the person I was speaking to needed the information, so it was helpful, but I was not being kind. And I heard myself, and I was so embarrassed. I was literally wearing a shirt that said, "Choose loving kindness," and I wasn't being kind. I'm embarrassed to tell you that right now, but it is true. And I hope that it's helpful. I hope it's helpful to know that everyone is working on something. I mean, I'm working on everything all the time, so, you know, let's extend ourselves a little grace. I'll even try to follow my own advice. But your throat chakra, be mindful of what you add to the world, what you contribute to the overwhelm, whether it's your own or others. Just do it carefully and with kindness. When we get to the third eye chakra, it's so interesting because we're exploring our right to see. And it can feel like we have a right to see everything that's happening in the world. And that's what the news and social media and all that does. It shows us a lot of things. And we can take breaks from it, which we've already discussed. But Maybe with the third eye chakra, we can expand our right to see, to our ability to have a greater perspective, the opportunity to look big picture, to try to find a little clarity of vision. It can be really easy to get immersed in all the sad things in the world, especially when they're so front and center. They can block our view of everything else. And I'm not suggesting that we don't see them or close our eyes, but maybe we can pull back a little so that more things can come into the frame. This is particularly useful if you're struggling to keep your heart open. Someone that seems so different or wrong or other, when they're viewed with bigger context, can seem more similar, more understandable. And with a wider perspective, we can also determine whether this issue in the moment is worth sacrificing a relationship. Maybe it is. But it's really hard to make that decision if we aren't seeing the whole picture. Our third eye can also help us see an historic, universal picture. There has always been suffering. There will always be suffering. And we will always do what we can to relieve it. It isn't fair or good or whatever judgment you want to put on it, but it is. And seeing that can help us keep our hearts open even as we work to reduce the pain in ourselves and in the world. And finally, the crown. This is another one I really rely on when the overwhelm of the world starts to get to me, which is regularly. It helps me to believe that there is some sort of order in the universe. I don't always like it, and I ineffectually rage against it sometimes. I don't see the order. I don't get it. I hate it at times, but at my core, I do think there is an energetic order, which allows me, when I let it, to let go of the overwhelm I feel. I mean, not like I can just think, oh yeah, I forgot. I believe in order, so I'm not stressed anymore, but it helps. I don't think the universe is total chaos. And I know that some of you do, and that's okay, because no matter where you stand on that topic, we can all know that our crown chakra connects us to something larger than ourselves. Even if that's just the larger world outside of our neighborhoods and cities and countries. Or maybe it connects you to the divine. It doesn't matter particularly what you feel connected to, as long as you keep a balanced crown chakra that connects you to something. Because when we lose sight of the fact that we are all connected, it can feel like there's no point to anything, that we don't belong. And we do. We belong to the world that we're getting all this news about. It's okay, maybe even good, that it's affecting us, because the point is connection and belonging, not separation and being ostracized. But we need our chakras and our energy to be balanced so that we don't start to create artificial separations, literal and metaphorical walls between us. I feel like it was kind of a long one today, so thanks for hanging in there. I hope that you see that you're not alone in your overwhelmed feeling, and that there are things you can do for yourself to feel more balanced. In turn, that's going to create spaces to help others. Lots of you have reached out to me saying that you feel drawn to helping people, which is amazing. Just be sure you take care of yourself first. If you want to talk through this or anything else, please reach out to me on Facebook or Instagram at Your Chakra Coach. I will put links in the show notes. Also, if you feel that this podcast is making your life better and you want to support me and my efforts to make it, consider joining the Patreon page. I so very deeply appreciate the support from those of you who have already joined. Thank you. That's it for this week. I love you all, and I hope you have a fantastic day. Bye.